The ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Pushback from the White House today as a growing list of Democrats publicly voice concerns about President Biden's health after last week's debate.
The White House argues President Biden's disappointing debate performance was simply a bad night and not part of a larger pattern.
We are acknowledging what people are saying, but we do believe this was in this instance, it was a bad night.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insists the White House has been fully transparent about the president's health. Molly Nagel, ABC News, the White House.
George Stephanopoulos, anchor of ABC's This Week, will have the first televised interview with President Joe Biden since the debate. It airs this Sunday. Today, the state of New York stripped former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani of his law license for making false claims that the 2020 presidential election was rigged. And Hurricane Beryl, now a Category 4, proving deadly already in the Caribbean, killing at least six people. This is ABC News. The man charged with stabbing renowned author Salman Rushdie has rejected a plea deal.
26-year-old Hani Matar has been jailed without bail since 2022, accused of stabbing Salman Rushdie more than a dozen times and blinding him in one eye during a speaking appearance in Western New York. Matar's lawyer says his client is rejecting a plea deal that would have meant a guilty plea to attempted murder in exchange for a maximum state prison sentence of 20 years, down from 25. It would have also required Matar to plead guilty to a federal terrorism charge, which could have meant an additional 20 years. Rushdie is on the witness list for Matar's upcoming trial. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Actor Ian McKellen is withdrawing from a British tour of his latest play. The 85-year-old was hospitalized for 3 days last month after falling off the stage during a performance at a London theater. The Lords of the Ring star says while he's improving, he's listening to his doctors, who suggest taking off from working. McKellen says his doctors have promised a complete recovery. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. There is a flood watch from tonight until 1 a.m. on Wednesday. 1 to 2 inches of rainfall is possible. Rain ending in later in the evening tonight. Then clouds begin to clear with patchy fog possible. Low 64. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow. Slightly sticky. It will be with a high of 86. Winds will be west 10 to 15. And mostly clear and calm Wednesday night with areas of light fog possible and a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's raining. And our current temperature is 64 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Six people died in a house fire in Nisita Sunday morning. When officials arrived at 2:30, the house was fully engulfed in flames and several people were in the driveway. Three adults and three children were unaccounted for. Fire departments battled the fire for approximately 3 hours and stayed on the scene for more than 12 hours. Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod President Mark Schroeder identified the six people as members of the church who had been vacationing near Wisconsin Dells. They are Pastor Steve Whitty, a missionary to Thailand, Steve's daughters, Lydia Whitty and Cherise Kuehl, Cherise's daughter, Stella Kuehl, and Steve Whitty's grandparents, Lena and Mercy Henselin. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office believes the fire to be accidental. However, the investigation is ongoing. Damage control for the Biden campaign. Maryland Governor Wes Moore campaigned for President Joe Biden in Madison Saturday following last week's subpar debate performance. Moore told WISN-TV that even Biden acknowledged the Thursday night debate wasn't his best night. Moore said that the debate clearly showed the differences between the candidates. He said Biden is focused on the future, investing in all of us and building collectivity, while Donald Trump is focused on how you can tear us apart. Moore said that's not a vision that he believes in. Despite the alarm over the debate, Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, said they're standing by the president. The Republican National Convention starts in less than 2 weeks. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for 15,000 delegates and other guests. Allison Prang leads the host committee. She spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront.
We want to wow them. I think a lot of people coming to this convention have never been maybe to Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest, and they don't know we have a Great Lake. They don't really know that much about our state.
She hopes convention goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a place that you should think about if you're looking for a job. It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. It's an easy place to get around. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. The U.S. Economic Development Administration has announced $49 million in Phase 2 funding to the Wisconsin BioHealth Tech Hub, a groundbreaking initiative set to drive transformative medical innovation, workforce development, and critical job growth across Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin-Madison, one of 18 members of the BioHealth Tech Hub Consortium, was a key partner in the effort. Selected from a highly competitive pool of applicants, the designation showcased an unprecedented scale of collaboration between industry, higher education, government, and other stakeholders. The effect on the state is expected to be significant. Consortium members estimate that Phase 2 initiatives will directly create up to 30,000 new jobs, with an additional 111,000 indirect jobs. The initiative has also received broad buy-in, including nearly unanimous bipartisan support from the legislature for a bill providing 10% in-state matching funds. The bill authorizing those funds was signed by Governor Tony Evers in February. The consortium previously received Phase 1 designation as a regional technology and innovation hub by the EDA last fall. Led by BioForward, the state association representing Wisconsin's bioscience industry, the Phase 2 proposal was recognized by the EDA for its ability to create new workforce opportunities while facilitating access to new medical innovations. You may consider buying or servicing your existing heating and air conditioning system when the weather changes. The total cost of any appliance, including heating and cooling systems, has three components: the purchase price, the cost of repairs and maintenance, and the cost to operate it. And with heating and cooling among the largest energy expenses in the typical home, you must maintain your system for efficiency. Many things you should consider when hiring an HVAC contractor are consistent with what to consider when hiring any contractor. The Better Business Bureau says there are also considerations specific to heating and cooling. Before you buy, conduct an energy audit. This will help you detect energy waste, gauge the efficiency of your current heating and cooling systems, and determine if conditioned air is moving properly. Your utility company may offer free or low-cost energy audits or do-it-yourself kit. You can also hire a specialist to do a more comprehensive energy audit. You should also take steps to weatherize your home. Check the caulking, weather stripping, and insulation, and make necessary repairs. This may enable you to install a smaller, less expensive heating or cooling system to get the same results. Consider energy efficiency from the start. All products must meet minimum energy efficiency standards, but many products beat the standard, use even less energy, and cost less to run. Ask about the energy guide, label, and the fact sheets or product directories for each system you are considering. Compare the energy efficiencies and operating cost of competing models. Consider the purchase price and estimated operating cost when deciding what to buy. The contractor you choose should provide at least one callback free of charge after installation to check the system. See that this is in the written agreement. Many contractors also offer service contracts under which they will inspect and service your equipment once a year and provide emergency repair service. Before purchasing a service contract, weigh its cost and coverage against the cost and likelihood of future repairs. If your system is new, probably comes with a warranty, which is included in the system's purchase price. Keeping your system well maintained will prolong the system's life and save you money, so be sure to have it checked every year by a qualified technician. Spring or early summer are the best time for servicing cooling systems, while summer or fall are ideal for servicing your furnace. If you need repairs, get multiple written estimates for the job. If you need to replace your system, the estimate should include a full description of additional work required to install ducts, registers, electric wiring, and any other work needed. A plea hearing has been set for the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. The lawyer for 31-year-old Katrina Bauer was back in a Manitowoc County courtroom and asked for the plea hearing on behalf of her client Monday afternoon. Bauer and her boyfriend, 39-year-old Jesse Vang, are facing child neglect charges not related to the disappearance of Elijah, but to alleged incidents that happened before he was reported missing back on February 20th. Bauer's plea date is set for July 18th at the Manitowoc County Courthouse. Vang will be back in court in September. The Common Council of the City of Richland Center will hold a public hearing on the future of the Utility Commission at the regularly scheduled council meeting tonight at 6:30 in the council room at the Municipal Building. City Attorney Michael Windle had previously been tasked with reviewing the city's code of ordinances and the council's committee structure. He presented his conclusion to the council at a special meeting last week. Windle informed the council that, in his opinion, based on his review of the operation of the commission, the council had 3 options for how to move forward. The first option would be to find a new city administrator. The second was to remove every sitting commissioner. Windle's final proposal, and the one he recommended, was to dissolve the utility commission and have the council or a committee take on oversight of the commission. Details on public participation will be made available prior to the meeting.
We'll share information. I would assume Attorney Windle will lead that discussion and share information with the public, and then we'll open it for feedback, and then the council does what they do, right? They contemplate and decide. Perhaps they make a decision Tuesday night, and perhaps they do not. That is in their hands. That is their authority to do so, and I think we're doing this the way we should be. Put it before the council, let the people hear what's up, let the people say what they think, and then the council makes a choice or decides not to change. It's in the hands of the 8 older persons.
Richland Center residents are invited to share their thoughts at the public hearing on the city's utility commission at the next regular meeting of the council at 6:30 tonight in the council chambers of the municipal building in Richland Center. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges ATV-UTV riders to celebrate the 4th of July holiday responsibly, ride sober, and keep their speed in check. So far this year, 17 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Choosing to wear the appropriate safety gear and operating responsibly significantly reduces the chance of severe injury or fatal crash. One of the best things ATV and UTV operators can do to operate safely is to take an online safety course. A list of approved safety education classes is available on the DNR's Safety Education webpage. Some additional things to keep in mind when operating your recreational vehicle include: never consume alcohol or drugs before or during your ride. Do not travel in unfamiliar areas. Follow all posted speed limits and regulatory signs. Let someone not riding with you know where you are going and when you will return. Wisconsin law also requires every operator involved in a crash incident to report the incident to law enforcement officials without delay. Operators must submit a written report to the DNR within 10 days of the incident. For more information about ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources today announced it will conduct a full drawdown on Bakken's Pond in Sauk County in mid-July. The drop in water levels is necessary to prepare the site for upcoming construction and repairs slated to start in mid-July. The project will involve rebuilding the dike and replacing the gate in the water control structure due to past flooding that caused a breach in the dike. Water levels will be lowered gradually, and some construction will begin while the water levels are being lowered. The project is expected to be completed in late fall, with the DNR hoping to raise the water levels shortly after completion. Before raising water levels, staff will work with DNR conservation biologist to confirm that raising water levels will not interfere with herbtile hibernation.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Baskerville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died Friday. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, July 9th at 11, at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church next Tuesday, July 9th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76 of Gillingham, died June 22nd at her farm home. A private burial service was held at Fancy Creek Cemetery. Plans are being made for a celebration of life this fall. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center assisted the family of Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
June was Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, but the Okooch Mountain Humane Society still has lots of wonderful cats ready for adoption into loving forever homes. Each cat has a look and a personality all its own, and there are kittens and cats of every age, shape, size, and color ready and waiting to be adopted by families or individuals with love to give. Learn more about the cats currently available from OMHS on Facebook or meet them in person at the OMHS Adoption Center, 391 Clarkson Street in Richland Center, by appointment only, by messaging OMHS via Facebook or calling 608 608- 475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Showers and thunderstorms striking here this evening after we've already picked up nearly an inch of rainfall. Another inch or two is not out of the question as we roll through the rest of this evening. Heavy downpours are definitely expected, creating some localized flash flooding, especially into urban areas and along rivers, creeks, and streams. So be careful. If you find a roadway that's flooded, remember to turn around, don't drown. You have no idea what's underneath it or if the road is even still there. This is why a flood watch remains in effect through this evening. Rain does look to start to wind down after 9 o'clock tonight, and then the clouds start to clear. We're going to see some patchy fog possible as we go through the overnight. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, bright and beautiful, breezy skies and warmer conditions. As winds will be out of the west at about 15 to 20 miles per hour, it is going to filter in a little stickier and a little bit more humid air mass. Nothing too crazy, nothing too oppressive, but you will notice a little bit of a difference in the air. Plus, high temperatures will be climbing to the mid-80s. So much warmer than our highs today of just the upper 60s. Meanwhile, all eyes are to the skies for the 4th of July. What are we looking at for that day? Well, right now, partly sunny skies throughout the afternoon, a touch muggy, temperatures, of course, rising to the low 80s, and this time, winds barely moving out of the east. We do have a 30% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm by the late afternoon, and the chances do increase as we push into the evening hours. So let's hope that the system holds off from firing off the storms until later at night. But as of right now, there is a potential for maybe a few of them to sprinkle in and dampen some of our plans. And of course, expect a wet one on Friday. Enjoy your holiday weekend. I hope you have a safe and wonderful one. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving heavy rain, and our temperature is 64 degrees after a daytime high of 68 and a morning low of 60. Yesterday's high was 73, and we received 1/100th of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1911 is 98 degrees, and a record low of 40 was set back in 1968. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 65. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:45, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:26. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.81, and we have received 86/100th of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 64 degrees. And a reminder, there is that flash flood watch out from now until now. It has been extended. It was originally for late tonight. Now they have extended that till 1 a.m. tomorrow. And that's because we could expect an additional 1 to 2 inches of rainfall this evening.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The hometown of baseball season continues on Sunday when WRCO Sports puts the spotlight on Muscadet. The Mudcats will be playing host to the Arena Aces in a good local matchup. 12:45 pregame time, 1 o'clock first pitch time on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com along with the Civic Media app. Hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports, Sunday at 1 from Pickering Park.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. And because of the inclement weather, we have the following cancellations for this evening. First of all, tonight's Richland Center Church League softball games that were scheduled have been canceled. Tonight's games and the games that were canceled from a previous Tuesday night, they will be made up on Thursday, July 11th and Thursday, July 18th. Otherwise, regularly scheduled games will resume next Tuesday, July 9th. Also, the Woodman Aquatic Center is closed for the day, and also the Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League that was supposed to be held tonight has been canceled because of the weather. Please make up your rounds before next Tuesday, July 9th. If you have any questions, please call 608-604-2618. Rockies outfielder Jake Cave singled with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th inning to beat the Milwaukee Brewers last night 8-7. Joel Piamps took the loss in the first game of the four-game series in Denver. Milwaukee held leads of 4-3 and 7-6, but couldn't hold the lead either time. William Contreras and Willy Adames had three hits apiece, and Contreras contributed his 10th home run. Dallas Keuchel gets his second start for the Brewers tonight when the teams meet at Coors Field, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:40, with the pregame starting at around 7:05. Wisconsin football moves ahead of Michigan and Clemson to claim its top offensive lineman for the recruiting class of 2025. Harvey Watts is coming to Madison. He's the program's 22nd recruit for the class, ranked 15th in the nation. Watts is evaluated as the 12th best offensive lineman nationwide and the top recruit from his home state of Massachusetts. After committing over the weekend, he becomes the highest-rated recruit in the Badgers' class of hopefuls.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Promising rookies, outstanding athletes, some outstanding returning veterans, the Packers' defense looks pretty solid as the 2024 NFL season approaches, but every defense has its weakness, and ESPN analysts say Green Bay's weakness is at off-ball linebacker. The departure of Devondre Campbell could prove to be problematic. Quay Walker is called a tackling machine that shows issues with run stopping and pass coverage. And the final analysis is that the Packers have enough Pro Bowl and All-Pro players to cover any shortages at one defensive position. The Milwaukee Bucks appear to be in the later stages of a championship window and can't spend much in free agency due to salary cap concerns. But they decided to draft two 19-year-olds rather than selecting players who spent a few years in college and could help right away. The Bucks decided that they couldn't pass up on the long-term potential of first-round pick A.J. Johnson and second-round selection Tyler Smith. Whether each player will be able to contribute much as rookies remains uncertain. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Cattle were higher Tuesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads. The USDA's May crush numbers were positive and margins remained bullish. That helped contracts finish mostly firm. The national condition rating did hold steady over the past week with development ahead of average. August beans are up 4 1/4 at 11.50 and a quarter. September is 3 1/4 higher at 11.10 and 3/4. August bean meal was up $1.30 at $3.50.30. August soybean oil was 101 points higher at $47.04. Corn was mixed, mostly firm. The USDA corn rating slipped, and there is more rain this week in parts of the Corn Belt that have already been hit by flooding. Columbia did buy 100,000 tons of old crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. September was a penny higher at $4.08, and December was up 3/4 at $4.21 1/4. And wheat was down on profit-taking and technical selling. The winter wheat harvest has passed the halfway point, with some key states close to wrapping up, or at least very close to 90%. Drought continues to expand in the Black Sea region, impacting Russia and Ukraine. September Chicago was down 9 1/4 at 581. September Kansas City was 7 1/4 lower at 592 1/4. September Minneapolis wheat was down 1 1/4 at 631. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with box beef up at midday, getting ready for this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. August live was up 82 at 185.10. October was $1.50 higher at 185.65. August feeders were 372 higher at 261.10. September feeders were up 337 at 261.32. And hogs closed mixed with questions about sustained demand. August lean was up $1.60 at $89.77, and October was 17 higher at $74.27. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. With this midweek 4th of July holiday, it's uncertain if the bulk of the week's business will take place before it or hold out until sometime on Friday. Box beef closed higher on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.21 at $330.39. Select closed 7 cents higher at $306.48. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 3,000 on the week. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $2.91 with a weighted average of $91.35. The Iowa Minnesota closed 95 cents higher with a weighted average of $92.12. And the Western Corn Belt was up 60 cents with a weighted average of $91.77. Pork values closed lower, down $1.09 at $94.32. Ribs, loins, butts, and hams were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head, down 10,000 on the week. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Archie Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. National Pork Board says growing demand for U.S. pork in Mexico remains a priority for the industry. NPB's Courtney Knupp tells Brownfield Mexico is a high-dollar export market.
Because Mexico consumes all parts of the pig, parts that are not consumed in the United States. So it allows us to maximize the value we get for the entire carcass.
More news is next.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends. Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
American Farm Bureau Federation economist says USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing orders are not all good. Danny Munch tells Brownfield USDA addressed the hire of Class 1 milk price mover.
The biggest takeaway is that they do recommend a switch back to the hire of Class 1 mover. We are disappointed, though, that they did not decide to switch back to the hire of on an emergency basis.
Farmers are seeing some advantages to growing short stature corn. Eastern Iowa farmer Adam Ray tells Brownfield, this is his second season planting it.
It's going to be a game changer from the plant density, being able to push the population a little bit more to the next level yield that it's bringing. It's definitely going to change our operation for the better.
And a northern Minnesota livestock producer says she's interested in how automation might help her farm. Rachel Gray owns Little Timber Farms, a bred heifer operation near Black Duck, and says automated feeder systems are gaining popularity in feedlots. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from Tim Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. No sale next week. Happy 4th of July and stay safe. For Hay Auction, call 608-642-2802 for more info. Antiques, furniture, G.I. Joe figures, H. Brown items, and more. Online only auction ending July 10th. We have plenty of online auctions coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020. We need listings or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
There are several regions where farmers have been forced by weather to file prevent plant claims. And a crop insurance agent says there have been some changes.
Eligible acres that you can max out on per crop, but that's where I highly recommend that you talk to your agent and discuss it thoroughly to see where your options are so you're not blindsided.
That's Agent Leah Hamilton. We'll hear more from her next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Hamilton is a crop insurance agent in central Wisconsin, and she says there are things farmers must do to properly file prevent plant claims.
If you have not already filed a prevent plant notice a loss with your agent, I would recommend giving them a call as soon as possible to get that opened up and also to discuss if you qualify or do not. Some things to look at is on a per unit requirement, you need 20 acres or 20% to qualify. The big thing would be if you're insured by enterprise unit or optional unit, we need to follow that rule. On the fields, we have to have one in the last four crop years. It needs to be planted, harvested, and insured. If it's an old hay field, you might be out of luck on prevent plant. So these are conversations you're going to want to have with your agent because they will have your history. If it's new ground that you had picked up this past spring, you may still be able to get paid on it, but you need to be able to prove that it was insured in the past. So for a prevent plant, if it's newly rented, one, they're going to look at when you started renting that ground. If you started renting that ground prior to all the rain, then it wasn't in like a prevent plant situation at that point. And so then that's fine. We can keep continuing with the qualification process. Did the previous farmer or farmers before you have crop insurance on it? And if they did, you have to get that proof. And so that is where that legwork on the farmer's behalf comes in, where it may or may not work, depending on what kind of relationship you had with the previous farmer. I would also have a conversation on what you plan on doing once it does dry out, you know, what your intentions are in the fall. If you need to get something planted in it as a forage for livestock, or if you want to seed it down or put it into a fall crop in the fall, what you can do there. Once it does qualify, I would say the rules are a lot more relaxed than what they have been in the past as far as what you can and can't do. Pretty much any, if you want to seed it down, just make sure you wait until after July 1st, so into the 2025 crop year, and you can seed that down. Pretty much any cover crop is acceptable as long as your local extension office says that it's acceptable cover crop. Soybeans can be planted as a cover crop and taken as a forage, but we want to wait until after late plant period before you plant those. So that'd be about July 6th.
That's Agent Leah Hamilton, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
I see my whole world, I'd lay down my life for that American girl. She's a San Antonio rose, blue Montana sky, a Carolina beach, a Colorado high. She's an American beauty, I'm sure gonna miss her while I'm away. American beauty, oh, but I'm suiting up so I can keep her safe. Wild summer nights when we'd roll down the top. She's that brand night girl singing sha-na-na-na-na. From Texas to Tucson, from Memphis to Maine, she's the California sunshine mixed with Smoky Mountain rain. She's an American beauty, yeah. Sends me lavender letters, she licks his nose. American beauty, yeah. Says she's counting I make it back home. American beauty, yeah. American beauty. When I'm far away from everything I love, where it's hard to sleep, man, I keep.
That was James Robert Webb with American Beauty. Tim Thied here. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening, bringing you some great music and information. The big information we have is the weather out there. Man, we've gotten a pretty big downpour of rain in the last 20 minutes. At 5:20, I noticed we had a 6/100 of an inch of rain for the day. And that means we had 36/100 since 2 o'clock today. So right now, I checked it shortly before I came on, about 5:42, we have now officially an inch and 12/100 of rain. And so we received 62/100 of an inch since 2 o'clock. So in that 20 minutes, within the past 20 minutes, we have received just a little over a quarter of an inch of rain. So it's coming down pretty good. So wherever you're driving, please drive with caution. If you see water on the roadway, please turn around. Don't drown. And of course, if anything is barricaded so you can't go through it, please turn around also. Barricades are there for a reason. And I had a listener call wondering if we had any road closures yet or if there's any flooding that needed to be reported. We haven't received any information yet. So I know the City of Richland Center and the Richland County Highway departments will definitely let us know if there's any closures that you have to be aware of. But not right now. We'll see. We'll keep our fingers crossed that it doesn't get to that point. And because of that weather tonight, there is no Richland Center Church League softball games. Those have been canceled and rescheduled. Actually, today's games that were supposed to be played and the games that were canceled on a previous Tuesday night, they will be made up on Thursday, July 11th and Thursday, July 18th. And then, of course, the regularly scheduled games that are scheduled for the rest of the season will resume on Tuesday, July 9th. The Woodman Aquatic Center is closed for the day. Also, the Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League that was supposed to be held tonight has been canceled because of the weather. And please make up your rounds before next Tuesday. Any questions, give a call to 608-604-2618.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Don't miss the Cazenovia Area Tractor Pull this Saturday starting at 3 o'clock at Cazenovia Memorial Park. Experience the heart-pounding action of diesel trucks, semis, outlaw, pro street, farm, and too hot to farm classes. The Southwest Pollers will be there to provide top-notch polling entertainment. For more information, check Facebook at Caz Area Tractor Pollers. Don't miss out on the Cazenovia Area Tractor Pull this Saturday at Cazenovia Memorial Park.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock. We were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining that would be just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. That would be just her and me, something lighter than cut off jeans and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Mama called,
dog when it was time to go. I tried to find ways to make it never end. A swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. When she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dip on our feet. Her and me, just her and me, suntan lines and cut on jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Came and that summer went. That was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I could still see her dancing in that hot summer mist. Sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent. With that laugh and a smile, now all I can do is grin. When I think back to that summer when I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dip on our feet. Her and me, just had me, something lines and put on jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club is proud to present Ribfest Sunday, July 14th at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Ribfest, Sunday, July 14th, from 11 until 2.
Finger and I. This is Michael Kaufman, former mayor of Richland Center, speaking to the people of the community on an important issue to all of us. Recently, the city of Richland Center has lost a staggering number of employees and department supervisors due to what has become an unfriendly work environment. In my previous mayoral position, I had the privilege to work with these experienced, hardworking people. It appears that our elected officials are not in tune as to what is happening, since they do not work day-to-day with these employees. The officials may not know what each person does in his or her job. The next city council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 2nd at 6:30 p.m. At that time, the council will discuss the options of 1. Finding a new city administrator, 2. Replacing the current members of the Utility Commission, or 3. Dissolving the Utility Commission. I have served on that commission in the past and know the importance of having it in our community. The Red Board, which was created to help business development, has already been eliminated, and there is discussion about disbanding the Park Board as well. We need commissions and commissioners who are residents of the community. These members and volunteers have the best interests of the community at heart. I'm asking the members of the community to attend the meeting on Tuesday night, July 2nd, to voice their concerns. We all need to work together to make Richland Center the best it can be, a pleasant community in which to live and work. This announcement was authorized and paid for by Michael Kaufman on behalf of our community.
100.9 WRCO.
Upon a time I was the next girl. I've been where you're at. You overlook a lot when it looks like that. I charm your mama with that smile. Hide the red flags for a little while. I bet you probably met him at a bar. Let him walk you to your car. I bet he said he never falls this hard. Yeah, I remember that part. He knows how to say all the right things. Knows how get out of that dress. Knows how to make you think you're the best thing. But I know what happens next, girl. Hey, next girl, you think that you know better. Maybe the last girl was just a little bitter and jaded. Yeah, there ain't no doubt. But if he ever talks about the ex-girl, she tried like hell. It was too late to save herself. So now she's just trying to help the next girl. I bet you probably met him at a bar. Let him walk you to your car. I bet he said he never falls this hard. Yeah, I remember that part. He knows how to say all the right things. Knows how to get you out of that dress. Knows how to make you think you're the best.
I remember you so clear. It was about this time of year. Underneath that moon, you stole my heart.